Make our hearts burn while you speak to us.
Remember the phrase of the gospel acclamation just now? Do you remember? We just read, according to Luke 20, chapter 24, verse 32. It's not written, not read out in the gospel, because gospel started verse 33. And that's what the two disciples, when they're on the way to Emmaus, and they said, how come when these gentlemen speaking to us, our heart is full of life, light and warmth. And so the acclamation is saying, Lord Jesus, open the scriptures to us, make our hearts burn while you speak to us. This morning when we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina, and Jesus revealed to her, say, don't come to communion just by habit. Without heart, without faith, Jesus said, it hurts me. I prefer not to, I'm reluctant to go to that soul. If you come just because you have a habit. Jesus wanted to give us heat, light, and warmth. But not to the mind, but to the heart. If your mind heated, you'll go crazy. Heart burn is fire. Jesus wants us to be in fire. So each time, Jesus said he's reluctant to go to souls who comes out for communion just by habit. She goes, therefore I go. Everybody stand, I go. This is not the way. Although you can come together, but where is your heart? So the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, because they opened their hearts, even this newcomer, they didn't recognize Jesus by that time, but they're listening. Open heart is very important. If we have closed heart, God's mercy cannot enter. God's light can enter. Apart from that, a humble heart. Every person has something for us. A Chinese proverb says, wherever three, there is one should give us advice. They can be our teacher. This is a Chinese proverb. No matter which three, there should be one can be our teacher. So you are one of them. There are two, the other two can be your teacher. Although you study more than the two persons, although you know more things than the two persons, but truth doesn't only come from study, the personal experience. Each person, there's a special grace. Each one's different. Open your heart to people. These two disciples opened to that gentleman, for that was Jesus. They listened with hearts. Open their mind, and they say, that's why on the way our heart is full of fire. That's the way Jesus wants us the whole day. No matter where you are. And also another phrase this morning, Faustina is reminding us, Jesus is with us. When you receive Holy Communion, Jesus is with you. Until the next time your communion, Jesus still stays in you. Don't say that when I receive and digest it, then no more. Until the next time, and Jesus remind, or Faustina remind us, each one of us is a living tabernacle. Pope John Paul II, when he mentioned about a Virgin Mary, he said, she is the first tabernacle on earth because she have Jesus in the womb. But we, when we receive Holy Communion, we have Jesus in us, in you alone. He stays with you until the next communion time. That means forever, he will be with us. Unless you reject him, unless you refuse him, he cannot stay. But he stays there. Believe that. If a simple heart, if a humble heart, you don't need much theology to understand this. We don't need the mind to read the mind of God. You need the heart. That's why always the divine mercy is the heart, the two nights from the heart. Sacred heart of Jesus. Immaculate heart of Mary. It's all from the heart. We need to renew our heart. Not renew our understanding. We attend many courses. You know so many things. You read. You say you did read the daily gospel. He said, okay, but it's not enough. Open. Let's live, Lord. We ask from the gospel acclamation, Lord Jesus, open the scripture to us. Make our hearts burn while you speak to us.